something.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Yeah. Alice, 97.3.
All morning.
92% of young adults leave their crap at their parents' house.
I can't believe it's only 92%.
Also, they say, parents don't care.
No.
It reminded me of a story I remember from my childhood. And so I looked it up because I thought, oh, well, it's like that thing that book Shel Silverstein wrote about the giving tree, where a parent will give you everything.
Mm-hmm.
Except that when I looked up the giving tree, did you know that book's mostly banned?
I didn't.
They say that book is a horrible I was sitting there going, what?
It's about someone who's using someone their whole life.
Yeah. So I thought that was, and I don't think of that as
in the
end,
way
kids
treat
parents.
He's already cut it down and then he sits on the stump.
Right.
And the stump is like, I'm glad there's one more thing I can do for you.
Mm-hmm. The Giving Tree by Shel Silverstein is controversial because it depicts a deeply lopsided, potentially toxic relationship between a boy and a tree, sparking debate on whether it models unconditional love or damaging codependency. I just thought it was that parents will give you whatever in an effort to help you.
I'm sure he wasn't trying to show how toxic a relationship can be. I'm sure it was just like this tree just gave and gave.
How much love?
Right. Anything it had to give, it gave to you.
Well,
and that is a lot like a parental relationship.
I had no idea, though, that it was controversial.
I didn't either.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, I can see it.
Well, yeah.
I can see it. I was always a little mad at the boy as he became a man.
You're looking through a lens and you just step aside and go, oh, yeah, I see that too.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Not good.
Yeah, it's probably why 92% of kids leave their crap at home.
Well, at first
we read them the giving tree.
I just was thinking, you know, parents, they just, that's an easy ask. By now, if you're old enough to leave the house and you're going to go out into the world, the ask of, can I leave my crap here, is nothing.
Yeah. Right. Does it include you leaving? Because if so, then yes, I will box your things and put them in the attic. I have a couple boxes for each of my kids in the attic.
Right.
Bye.
Empty nesters, do you still have boxes of your kids' stuff that they left when they moved out and still haven't come back for? Of course you do.
Mm.
The real question is, how many truckloads is it? According to a survey, 92% of young adults have left their belongings with their parents when they moved out. For some, it may just be old clothes and school stuff. For others, it's an entire room full of everything, whether it's stuffed animals, the old desk that you bought them when they were still in high school, whatever.
Yeah. Well, if we had not touched our kids' rooms after they left, there would have been, but we threw away everything that, like, no. We're not keeping your furniture. You take it with you or it's getting, but I think Riley's got a couple boxes of books and some keepsakes from school days and stuff. I just feel like there's no need to like preserve your, I was like, I need that room and I need that room. This is fantastic. Clear it all out. Erase those kids from these rooms. won't have it.
I still have boxes at my parents' house. I'm 52.
You know, my parents moved out of the house I mostly grew up in. It's been 15 years now. And they were like, you have like 10 boxes in a closet here. Do you want to come? And I'm like, I don't know what's in them and I don't miss them. Please throw those, put them in the trash. And so they did. I don't know what was in there. Probably like, it was a bunch of horse stuff, I think.
Oh.
All my old horse statues and toys and probably.
Whip.
Yes, the whip. All my championship ribbons.
The Lottie, what are those pants called?
Jodhpurs.
Jodhpurs.
The britches. They're just britches.
Anyway, 41% of young adults say they kept stuff with their parents for safekeeping. Moving out into the world, if something's nice, it'll probably get stolen or used by a roommate. You can bet on that. In fact, the thing that you're like, I really don't want my roommates to use this one thing, you'll walk in and find all three of them sharing it, for sure. Every time. That is the way. In fact, that is the point. Leave it at your parents so that you don't find.
They also seem to have left their mail there because it was definitely their permanent address. enter your permanent address. Like, they both live in New York and they're...
And yet...
They're paying California state taxes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, for, you know, this can vary depending on who you are and what you have accumulated, but they say many will be back to sort stuff at home for later.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sure that they'll visit.
But most
parents... That'll be the first thing on their mind. Oh, I wanted to go through all my stuff. I realize it's probably a burden for you.
Well, you've been living without it for a number of years. It's clear you don't need it.
You don't.
But most parents say, I don't mind. I don't mind holding on to this stuff. I mean, obviously your house is of a size where you raised a family. So if they've moved on,
right,
that's their space.
Right.
And you probably are in that. It's a weird thing as you approach your like 50s when you start looking at what you've got and thinking, I don't have to pare this down. This house is too big for two elderly people. You know, like you really do start looking at that like, we wouldn't want a place that's so big.
Yeah, we don't need five bedrooms anymore.
Kids move on.
Right.
But I guess that's in that middle zone where you're like, well, I still have all their stuff. And they'll move back.
You know, that's why people hold on to the big house, is because what they want is the kid and their new family to come and stay for the holidays, to come and visit all the time. Like, you know, hanging onto a big house makes sense. It's like the family home base.
In California, I don't know about other, I've only lived here, but in California, the tax is unbelievable. And so is the insurance. Like, I can see people making completely different decisions now than they maybe would have made 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Where they're like, we'll come see you.
Yeah.
Kids, you get a house and invite us over.
Yeah. And then we're going to look in your area and buy something really cheap and sell the family homestead.
Right. Anyway, they say here that most of the stuff that's been left behind will be completely forgotten.
Yes.
And you will ultimately end up throwing those things away.
Yep.
And yet, that's your
kids. You hang on to it. No big deal.
You like them.
If you have room. When my parents moved, they were not going to take that stuff with them. And I totally got that. So in the trash it went. And I was like, I don't even want to look at it because I've never missed it. I'm sure it would have been amazing and nostalgic.
Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Wake up with Alice 97.3.